for me because
I'm not for you. Yeah. I got a pair of Coach earrings that I still wear.
Coach earrings.
Coach earrings.
For coaching or from the brand Coach?
From the brand Coach. Mm. And I still wear them. So I think that was a good, useful gift.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. What about you?
Someone wrote and recorded and produced a musical about me once.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. That's hard a pretty to high
be,
bar.
Yeah. I just have some earrings that I still like.
Yeah. And once I said, like, why can't there be shirts with like Audrey Hepburn on it for men? And someone made me one.
Oh,
that was pretty sweet.
That's nice.
She was quite the artist. So she drew a thing and then got it put on a shirt.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. I just wear that shirt again. I put it away for a long time.
Oh.
I'm going to break it out.
It's all you.
Well, should we start our romantic episode?
Yes.
So romantic.
So romantic.
Well, welcome everyone to a very romantic episode of I Love This, You Should Too. We got the candles out. We're sitting by the fire with my lovely co-host, Samantha Coach Earrings Randhawa. And I'm your other host. My name's Indy, some kind of musical Randhawa. Are you feeling romantic?
Yeah, we just had a very romantic time on the couch watching metalworking shows.
It's not a romantic time right now because it's actually like the afternoon isn't romantic.
Not really, no.
Not often.
No. I go, like, I'm having a nice weekend because we're spending lots of time together.
But
I don't think anything we've done is like especially romantic.
Well, I'm not going to get into things. But last night, that was good.
I guess, yeah. We went out for dinner, had a little date.
But we're not going to talk about our romantic life because I don't want any of you to know about it. But what we are going to do over the next couple of episodes is bring you movies and maybe some books that are all romantic in nature. It's romance month.
It's romance month.
It's not Valentine's, but it is. This is going to come out over our anniversary, maybe.
I think so, yeah.
So that's something.
So
it's romantic for us.
We're celebrating romance month on the second anniversary of our wedding month.
There you go. Well, let's get into it. We're each going to have a spoiler-free romantic thing of the fortnight, and then Sam will let us know what big romantic movie we're watching.
Yes.
So why don't you start us off? What's your romantic pick of the week?
My romantic thing of the fortnight is a book, which no one is surprised about, and it's called Maybe Once, Maybe Twice, and it plays with that old trope of if we're still single when we're blank age, we should get married.
Oh, yeah.
And this follows a woman named Maggie who made that vow with two different people at two very different times in her life. And
well, you shouldn't be double dealing like that.
No.
That's on you, Maggie.
Absolutely not. But this book centers around her 35th birthday party, and both of these men show up and expect
ready to get married.
Ready to get
that's
married.
Fucked up. Without like talking to her before?
No.
That's on them then.
Yeah.
You should bring that up. Like, hey, remember that deal?
Yeah. Where are we sitting on that? So you get to kind of see her figure out her feelings for two men that she had feelings for way back when. And you get to see her kind of come to terms with where she is in her life and then also where these men would fit in with her current life. Because obviously you change and grow as you get older. And now she's 35 and she has a completely different life than she did when she made these promises. So I think this was a fun book because you get lots of like flashbacks, but you also get a lot of like wondering about the future. And Maggie needs to figure out what she wants in her life so she can figure out who she wants in her life.
Figure it out.
Figure it out, Maggie.
Figure it out.
I enjoyed this one. You get to see Asher, her boyfriend from summer camp as a child.
Man. I feel like the name Asher comes up in a lot of the books.
Yeah, actually.
That's like a cool name for this generation, but of older people, but not old, like our old.
But not like boring. Like Asher's like a catch.
Usually. Like an Asher.
And then you also get to see Garrett, who is a hedge fund manager. And you get to see Maggie try and figure out whether she wants Garrett or Asher.
Of course, I've never read this book and I shouldn't project of how it should go. But she should pick neither. It should be like, why do either of you deserve this?
Yeah.
What have you done? I haven't talked to you in however many years.
Yeah. I also feel like you move on and you change. And so you shouldn't go back to the past.
Yeah. How old was she when she made these two respective deals?
So summer camp, I think she was in like high school.
Oh yeah.
I can't remember.
What
her
did
exact
a high
age.
School me know? Not a goddamn thing.
Oh God. This is it's very good that I'm not married to my high school boyfriend.
No, me neither.
But, and then Garrett was like college or like young 20s.
Yeah, that no. shouldn't hold up.
No.
First of all, these two guys should have moved on with yes. their lives. It's one thing if you've been like near that person and talking to them this entire time, but uh-huh. just to be like, hey, I made a deal 20 years ago. I'm going to go marry this random person who I really don't know anything about.
Yeah, exactly. That seems like a bad idea.
It really does. But it makes for a good book.
It was a fun book. Yeah, it was fun. It was kind of light. It's only 350 pages long. So it's like a quick read. And yeah, if you're looking for something light and semi-romantic, you can check out Maybe Once, Maybe Twice by Allison Rose Greenberg.
And if you're looking for something kind of light and kind of romantic, you can go back to so many things of the week or of the fortnight from Samantha, because
yes.
you've really cornered the podcast market on that. That's your...
Absolutely, yes. If you're looking for light, fluffy, romantic reads, you can go back and, yeah, listen to any of my recommendations. And maybe I should make like a Goodreads list.
Yeah.
We can put that up in the show notes.
Or maybe at the end of the year, you have your top 10 and you
oh, that's
just
a good
them,
idea.
Drop them real quick.
Yeah. Okay. We will figure that out for future episodes. But
figure it out.
Indy, what's your spoiler-free romantic thing of the fortnight?
Mine is perhaps just as romantic, but probably not as light. Mine is the 2004 French romantic war drama, A Very Long Engagement, or originally titled Un Long Dimanche de Fiancé.
Mm.
I saw this back in 2004, and I don't know if I had seen it again since.
Oh.
But when I think of romantic movies, it's always one of the ones that
mm-hmm.
jumps into my mind, but not one of the top ones because, you know, I had to do those for the big watch coming
up.
Of
course, yeah.
So this was directed by Jean-Pierre Jeunet, who has done a bunch of movies I like, but I was recently talking about him because he directed Alien 4, which is a piece of shit. It's so bad. And he had no business directing an Alien movie. But you know what he can direct? A atmospheric, beautiful French World War I drama.
Oh.
He's very good at that, and he does a great job here. He directed Amelie, which I think is probably
yeah.
his most famous one. Delicatessen and some other good stuff as well.
I've seen Amelie, and I remember liking it, but I think I saw it when it was new, so it's been a while.
We were talking about it, and you seem to have no recollection, so I feel like I should do that for one of my movies
sure.
at some point.
Sounds good.
And this also stars Audrey Tautou, who was the star of Amelie.
Mm-hmm.
So she is the lead in this, along with Gaspard Ulliel. I don't know how to say that last name. And Marianne Cotillard is in this as well. And she, I think this is before she got big. Because this is 2004. I don't know when she got real popular.
Oh.
And this was nominated for Academy Awards for Art Direction and Cinematography. And it is a visually beautiful movie. Like a lot of Jeunet's movies, he really picks a color palette and goes with it.
Mm-hmm.
You could argue that it's a little too sepia. It's a little too nostalgia at some points. But he leans in, right? He doesn't half-ass his color tones. He goes for it. And he does that in this one. So like I said, it's a romance primarily, but it has a lot of war scenes, mm-hmm. and it's a mystery as well, because the premise of this movie is Audrey Tautou's character was engaged to her childhood sweetheart, and they met when they were like, I don't know, 8 or 9 or something in this little village in France. And
did they make a we'll get married at 35 pact?
No, they just stuck together.
Oh.
But then the war comes along.
Mm.
So they're engaged. He has to go to war. And she receives a letter informing her of his death.
Oh.
And she just doesn't believe it. She's like, no, that's not it. I could feel it in my heart. And the mystery of this is her going around and trying to piece together the story of what happened to her fiance. Mm-hmm. And it's him and five guys. And it's not like what happened to this heroic team that went off. They were all set to be executed by their own army.
Oh.
So they're not set up as the greatest heroes. In fact, some are straight up criminals. And it's her going around and trying to piece together what happened after the war has concluded. Mm-hmm. So she's been told that he's been dead for, I think it's been a couple of years at this point.
Oh, that's a
and
long
he's
time.
Been gone for a few years. So she's going around and doing all of the legwork. And when she's doing this, she's also hearing the stories of these other characters and how their deaths have affected these people. So you get to see how the deaths of these five people who were executed by their own army and how not black and white that is, mm-hmm. how that these people still mean something to all of these people. Oh. So it is very much a movie about hope and not giving up hope, but it's equally a movie about despair. Hmm. And it's a movie about enduring love, and it's a movie about the horrors of war. And because of how it's placed, usually when you give this premise, you'd be like, oh yeah, but she's going to find him at the end. Mm-hmm. When you start seeing where this movie goes, you're like, I don't know. It could go either way, because that's how, like, this movie is sad. It is a sad movie a lot of the time.
Sounds really sad.
It goes both ways. And I really love that about it. And I love how you want to be on this journey with her and you want to get some closure for her. Mm-hmm. And normally I would think these divergences into all of these other stories would take away from it, but it just makes this world so much more full. All of these characters who we, at the very beginning, were introduced just as this man was from this town, he did this.
Oh.
And then we get to see who they were, and not from their own actions as much, but maybe there's another love interest who's also trying to do this and to piece together what happened to her husband in the last days of his life, and how all of these deaths affect everyone. And it does a lot, deals a lot with the horrors of war and just how terrible that is for everyone. Of course, with the soldiers, we get to see that happening, but then we get to see how the lives of all the other people at home are affected just by their loss.
Okay.
So it's a sad movie. It's a heartfelt romance. It's a war drama. It's a mystery at its heart as well. So it deals with all of those things without giving precedence or priority to one thing. Uh-huh. It allows everything to be, to coexist. It doesn't say like, oh, we can't deal with that. We're a romance. It just allows all of these emotions to come through, and it doesn't really half-ass things. A lot of romantic movies, they have to dilute it with a comedy or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's not just a straightforward, heartfelt, romantic movie. And this is. And I feel like we don't get a lot of those anymore. And this was kind of a throwback to when those types of movies existed a little bit more. And I watched it again the other day. You know me, I'm down there working out, watching my French romances. And that's how I watched it. So maybe not the best environment for a rewatch, but you know what? It still holds up. Visually, very good. Great performances across the board. And a good story. When I was watching it, I was like, oh, this should be a novel. And of course, I looked into it. It was based upon a novel. And I might want to watch that, or might want to read that novel, because I think the way this story unfolds definitely seems like a novel, getting into all of these side stories and what these characters mean to each other. Mm-hmm. Works well in a novel, but they do a good job here with all of these time jumps. Sometimes there's a little bit of a fantasy in the time jumps, or what people are thinking or what people are remembering.
Oh.
And some people remember things a little bit differently than others. And it seems hard to follow initially, but then you get to see the pieces all falling into place in the end. So I recommend it. It is called in English, A Very Long Engagement from 2004. It's not streaming for free many places, but you can buy it. Or if you just ask me nicely, I'll lend you my copy.
Perfect. Of course you own it.
My DVD from 2004.
Nice.
Two discs. I haven't watched that second disc.
Oh,
maybe
wow.
I should put that in.
Two discs. Man.
Those are the days.
It was a time.
Those are the days. All right. Well, we got our things of the fortnight out of the way. Sam, what is our big watch for this week?
So I am bringing something that I have previously talked about twice on the podcast in pre-episodes. The first time was February 7th, 2022, when I talked about One True Loves, the book by Taylor Jenkins Reid. And then I also talked about this one when it was made into a movie on August 28th, 2023. And that was One True Loves, the movie. And we are going to watch
the musical,
the movie.
Oh, okay.
For next week, because this movie was fantastic. I cried at the end. I think they did a really, really good job of bringing the book to life, which is something that I can be really critical about. And it was actually just exactly what I wanted to see from this book on screen. So I'm really excited to watch it. I hope you don't tear it apart. Oh,
is that it sounded kind of like a challenge?
No.
Would I have reason to tear it apart?
I think it's a really good romantic comedy.
When was the last time I tore a movie apart? We're going back to like episode 9 and with like Bride Wars. Frankly, it deserved it.
Okay, yeah, you're right. So we are going to watch the 2023 film When True Loves. It stars Philippa Sue, Simu Liu, and Luke Bracey. We get to see a fantastic romantic comedy.
Oh, it's a comedy.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Yes. I thought it was just straight romance.
Nope. It's a romantic comedy for sure.
So in case people have missed the other times you have talked about this, can you give us a quick pitch?
Yes, absolutely. So this movie, book slash movie centers on Emma, whose husband disappears in a helicopter crash and attempts to put her life back together. And 4 years after the helicopter crash, Emma finds her old best friend, Sam, and they become inseparable. And then things change and Emma now has to choose between her old life and her new life.
Oh, well, the three things we've talked about have, there's some through lines in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially the two of yours. And mine's not that far off.
Yeah,
but there absolutely just isn't a second man in it is the only problem.
A lot of love triangles. A lot of the past and the future. So I'm really excited to watch this again. I watched it while I was doing my nails one time and ended up just like sobbing while trying to do my nails. And it was
The name of your autobiography.
Yeah. Sobbing while doing my nails. So I can't wait for next week when you let me know what you thought of it.
And do you know where people can watch this? Is it an easy one to find?
It is not. So this one, for some reason, was only really released in the States. I had to go through the back channels to find it because for some reason, even though it has like a very popular Canadian actor, Simu Liu, in it, it wasn't really released in Canada.
Distribution deals, man. They're all junk.
So weird because Simu Liu is like a big deal. This was pre-Barbie movie, but he's been in quite a few things. He was just in that Marvel movie and I feel like it would have done really well in Canada. So you might have to check your local library or
message us. We'll get you a copy.
We'll get you a copy.
That's how, we should go back to doing that. Now that we're not sponsored, we don't have to worry about doing stuff. So if you really need one, you know what? Message us. We'll send you a link or something.
Sounds good. Okay. Yeah, I was really kind of sad that it wasn't fully released and didn't get the like big release in Canada that it should have.
It should have. Or should maybe. Have. We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll determine that next week.
Next week.
Ooh, was this a really short episode?
Oh, yeah. We were really like speedy and on it.
I usually ramble a lot longer on my movies, but you can't give away the ending or anything.
Spoiler free. Okay, well, we'll see you next week when we talk about 2023's One True Love.
Oh, it's going to be so romantic.
So romantic. Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.